Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton wrapped up her first diplomatic mission to Asia earlier this week, with climate change experts praising her for putting global warming at the center of U.S. foreign policy. Clinton said the Obama administration wants to see economic growth continue in China, but she also noted the two nations produced 40% of the world's heat-trapping gas emissions. Economist Jeffrey Sachs writes extensively about the dangers of climate change. His latest book, Commonwealth: Economics for a Crowded Planet, has just been published in paperback. WMNF asked Sachs if he could see the Obama administration pushing China to accept mandatory caps on its carbon emissions, so far something that Beijing has so far rejected.
It's happened. You know, this crisis is both terrible and nearly unimaginable, and it's leading to a spectacle of change, also at a rate we couldn't have foreseen. I'm struck by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton publicly beseeching the Chinese, continue to lend us money, continue to buy our bonds, which is a kind of change of worldview. 2 or 3 years ago, we called ourselves the indispensable sole superpower of the world. Now we're the country in financial crisis the debtor country asking our banker for more help. Now, not to over-dramatize the U.S. situation alone, I would say that the whole world is in an economic crisis right now, all interconnected, and the only way out of this is going to be a global cooperative approach. We're just only putting our toe in the water on that so far, because all that we've been discussing inside the country since the start of the new administration is internal things, basically. It's the stimulus package, it's the bank bailout, it's the mortgage issues, it'll be the budget this week. But we haven't really started to grapple with the full world challenge on this, and I think our policies are going to have to turn toward that, even for our own immediate recovery, not to speak of our international well-being.
The Obama victory in this presidency, it seems like, I think you'd agree, is a really significant event around the world, but yet we do have these incredible economic challenges that he faces as our leader right now. Are these pressures, could they devour what some people are expecting to be this really perhaps transformative presidency?
I think that the solution to the economy has to be an economic transformation, and so what President Obama's been saying, that we need really deep change and we need to invest in a future in a different way, is exactly on track. But to do that is a big thing. And clearly, not only is he and the administration inheriting a mess of a set of problems, there's a lot of inertia, of course, in politics, in our crises. There's a lot of old thinking around that I think was displayed around the debate on the stimulus bill. There's a lot of inertia around these two terrible wars that we're still trapped in Iraq and Afghanistan. And either of those could end up being a quagmire for the administration. So it's partly the scale of the crisis, it's partly the size of the challenge, and it's partly the inertia just the old ways of doing things that are all matters of concern. But I couldn't be happier with the president that we have, that we have a young, dynamic president who ran on a platform of change, and that's what we need right now, because this collapse is not just a business cycle, it's the end of an old economic approach, and we need a new one.